good damage. Takes some stopping.
Ryan led the way back into the heart of the huge wooden fortress, followed by the others. Nobody tried to stop them. Half the Sekhmen were running in short, scampering steps toward the main gates. The rest seemed to be simply running, like ants when the walls of their nest have been broken down by a giant enemy. Ryan spotted the balding head of a particular samurai in the distance, near a cross corridor.
Hideyoshi! Hey!
The warrior stopped, his face worried, the scar still making him appear as if he were sharing a private joke with himself.
Kodo-san, I heard you had fallen in the attack.
Just a bit ruffled. Your armory's gone. The Ronin are in, about 30 or so. We reckon that some of your new Sekhmen are traitors to Mashashiga. You got real trouble.
The samurai nodded furiously. He was wearing armor above the waist, but he was helmetless, and he gripped his drawn sword in his right hand.
Lord Mashashiga is at the heart of the fortress. There we will make our stand.
Good try and hit them before then. Take some out.
If you can.
At that moment, Mashashiga himself appeared, walking slowly toward them, his face as untroubled as the surface of a summer mill pond. He wore, as usual, the loose black kimono, and his sword was still tucked into the wider sash.
This is what you Americans call the crunch, I believe.
Sure looks like it. What plans you got?
To gather my men and attack the runner. Drive them from my walls and slay them all.
Ooh, why not invent a cure for cancer and create world peace while you're at it? Get real.
This is a problem.
One, they got in. Two, they blew your armory. Three, from the smoke, they started a fire. A wooden building like this could go in an hour. Four, we're positive some of your new Sekhmen are already on the wrong side. And five, they all got blasters. The odds might favor you, but not by much. You don't hit them now and hit them hard, then you can get out your wakizashi and start cutting open your belly. You and the rest of your warriors.
The Shogun weighed this for several seconds.
You will help?
Yeah.
Yet you know of my plan to bring my people into your deathlands.
Sure. You haven't done much to try and hide it from us, have you? After this fight, I'm not saying we'll go along with your ideas.
I see. This is good. Let us go then and defeat my henshit brother.
Chicken shit, Shogun. You mean chicken shit.
Thank you, Kata-san. Go and do what you can. I will rally my people. May our gods go with us.
Ryan's idea had been to try to reach a point where they could either ambush the invading Ronin or launch a counterattack against them, somewhere near the main entrance. But it was impossible. The ville was such a rambling complex, now poorly lighted, with smoke already showing where fires were taking hold, that there was no way to find their way through or to locate any position to commence a firefight. And there was the constant ebb and flow of humanity, with no hope of determining who was for good and who for evil. Issy suddenly jumped from a side room.
Whoa! Damn!
And Jack very nearly shot her through the face. Her makeup was so smudged, she looked like a heartbroken panda.
Please, Jack, allow me to stay with you.
Kelsey there.
Come on, let's move.
The Ronin had already spread out through the fortress. Ryan spotted several of them gathered in a side room, where they were handing out ammo to three or four of the turncoat Sekhmen.
Still got your grins? Give them a couple of implodes.
The light was very poor in the corridor where they all waited, but both the armorer and the teenager fumbled in pockets and pulled out a pair of grins. Ryan turned away, putting his hands over his ears, opening his mouth to minimize the effects of the shock.
Shit. Mouth's a flamer. Couldn't see the colors in the dark.
The fiery grins contained a highly concentrated form of napalm that splattered everywhere and stuck and burned. Ryan squinted past the lifeless bodies of the dazzling inferno, seeing that gobbets of flame had burst onto adjoining walls, starting fresh fires.
Reckon the Shogun's going to be too busy trying to save his life to worry about the fire. And we sure don't have the time.
Best try and get to the center. See if we can hold there.
Well said, good Master Corder. For if the center cannot hold, then what hope can there be for the rest?
They continued to struggle to find their way through the dark, reeking maze toward the heart of the building. Around the corner, there were three more of the Ronin, or their treacherous allies among the Sekhmen of the castle. Ryan didn't have time to figure out which they were.
There's not going to be anything left to rescue, lover.
Ryan stopped, struck by the thought that they could end up trapped in the heart of the fortress, with the Holocaust swallowing them.
Maybe we should head for the outside and get into the water.
The open ports should act as some kind of a break, like they cut spaces in a forest fire. Might slow it down some.
Yeah, could be. But if I yell for us to get out, then follow on tight. You're responsible for the girl, Jack.
Sure.
They had made it to the arcade of pachinko machines when Christy sensed a more immediate danger. Whoever it was had no skill as a marksman, but the companions took no chances. They dove for the floor. The pachinko games were destroyed, and thousands of the tiny metal balls were spread across the floor. Ryan didn't risk getting to his feet, surfing on his stomach on the waves of pachinko balls, followed by the others until they were all safely out of the room. A little further on, Ryan almost bumped into one of the few samurai who still lived in the ville. One of the long war arrows had pierced his neck from right to left, the shaft standing out by more than a foot on each side. Blood ran down over the collar of his armor, seeping from his mouth and nose. Ryan came within a whisker of shooting him through the chest with a big Sig Sauer, checking himself at the last moment as he recognized the man's tortured face through the coils of choking smoke. The man knelt slowly and carefully, as though he were about to dine, one hand touching the blood-slick arrow, his face puzzled. His helmet, with a heron's beak and inlaid silver, tilted backward.
What happened?
You got chilled.
You... help Ronin?
No. Where's the Shogun?
The man gestured wearily with his thumb, pointing behind himself.
Some Ronin there. So, Ryuko, think race is lost, Outlander.
Never over until it's over.
And the fat lady sings.
The Shogun's still alive?
Alive, Kodo-san.
You sure?
Shinda Sumori. We all ready for that.
A lump of blood the size of a fist filled his open mouth, flooding over his breastplate.
We anticipate death.
Could try getting the arrow out.
No point. Might quicken his passing, that's all.
The samurai looked up at the strangely assorted group, his pain-filled eyes catching the terrified Issy. He pointed a blood-wrenched finger at her.
It is all bad joke.
We best get on.
A figure in dark blue erupted from a door on Ryan's left, holding a Nambu pistol. For a moment, the man hesitated. That was all Ryan needed. They had outrun the flames, but paused in a room where an exotic buffet had been laid out, the platters of food untouched.
Funny, but right now I think I could do me some eating after all.
Ryan looked all around, his head to one side, listening for sounds of danger. As near as he could work out, the corridor to the heart of the ville lay ahead of them, through the room with the food, maybe 40 or 50 yards away. Christy was eyeing an oval blue and white dish, bearing a wonderful array of fruit.
All right to snatch some food, lover?
Doc was already halfway through a pastry shell filled with slices of thin meat, covered in a spicy red sauce.
Delicious, friends. Best I've eaten since Mark Thompson's ice-cold frankfurter and hot parsnip mayonnaise.
Oh, God, Doc, you surely do come up with the most bizarre and disgusting thoughts.
Now that you mention it, my dear Dr. Wyeth, it was a somewhat revolting repast, though I had not eaten for several days at the time.
That's better. Tell me get moving again before the fires catch up.
Mildred wiped her mouth on her sleeve, patting JB on the arm.
I'm beginning to think that we might have missed the fat lady, John.
It seemed as if the firefight was more or less over, though the fire was getting closer. They continued to move toward the heart of the ville, where they believed that Mashashiga might be organizing his last line of defense against his brother and the Ronin. They passed a half dozen bodies, mostly wearing the red and white uniforms of the Sekmen. Two of them were obviously outsiders, and one was another of the samurai from the fortress. He had been shot several times in the body and was lying bleeding to death. His steel and bamboo armor stuck to the floor in the pool of congealing crimson.
Oh, help me, Kaisin!
Hardly breaking stride, Ryan stooped and touched the muzzle of the Sig Sauer to his temple.
The Romans at their most barbaric.